From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, officials in Iraq, U.S. and Iraqi mark the end of the combat role for U.S. troops after 7 years. And tomorrow, President Obama is set to tell Americans from the Oval Office that the U.S. role in Iraq is changing for good. 50,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq in support roles. Wednesday and Thursday, the White House focuses on Mideast peace, hosting Palestinian and Israeli leaders for talks. The president is back at the White House after marking the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Ari Shapiro traveled with Mr. Obama to New Orleans.
While New Orleans still has a ways to go, this visit emphasized the positive. President Obama visited Parkway Bakery and Tavern, which had 10 feet of water in the street after Katrina. Today, it's bustling. He toured a new housing project in a neighborhood where 5 years ago people had to be rescued from their rooftops. The main event was a speech at Xavier, a historically black university.
Ultimately, that must be the legacy of Katrina. Not one of neglect, but of action. Not one of indifference, but of empathy. Not of abandonment, but of a community working together to meet shared challenges.
Xavier flooded during Katrina, and some people said it would never open again. But the following semester, in January, classes resumed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Hurricane Earl is a Category 2 storm now, with top sustained winds around 105 miles per hour. A hurricane warning is in effect for the U.S. Virgin Islands. Senior forecaster Richard Pash of the National Hurricane Center says Earl could make it to the U.S. mid-Atlantic by midweek as a much stronger storm, but he says it's hard to be specific about exactly when Earl might hit or how big its impact might be.
The center is going to pass, is probably going to get closer to the east coast of the U.S. over the next several days. Question is how much.
Another hurricane, Danielle, is losing some strength, but it is still causing rip currents off the east coast as it heads out into the Atlantic Ocean. After a month of flooding across Pakistan, waters are now draining into the Arabian Sea. This allows some of the many displaced people to return home. But as NPR's Susanna George reports, the floods continue to affect the health and livelihoods of millions of Pakistanis.
Pakistan is now battling dehydration, malnutrition, and the spread of disease. Save the Children warns that 100,000 pregnant women are now at risk of infection and disease. Without enough doctors or proper facilities, expectant mothers have been forced to give birth in makeshift shelters. In northwest Pakistan, some residents returned home, but without the animals that were once their livelihood. The United Nations warns that without the proper aid and equipment, Pakistan's livestock and agriculture yields will remain stunted until 2012. Susanna George, NPR News, Islamabad.
Stocks in Asia have been up today on some upbeat economic news. This is NPR News. A survey of some top business economists finds most in favor of current Federal Reserve policy and actions to deal with the sluggish economy. There are some conflicting signals in the responses. Economist Doug Duncan of Fannie Mae says the survey respondents do not want more federal spending to boost the economy, even though they also say focusing on growth is important.
They were strongly against a second stimulus package. In fact, we also asked them what was more important, just to kind of double check that, economic growth or the deficit, and they very strongly said focus on economic growth.
Duncan says by and large, the economists surveyed say that they're concerned the Fed might be too slow to react with higher interest rates if inflation becomes a problem. Some familiar favorites are again holding Emmy statues. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports on TV's annual awards show, which is still high on cable dramas.
It's a 3-year winning streak now for AMC's Sunday Night Saga about a Madison Avenue ad agency set in the 1960s. Mad Men won for Best Dramatic Series. Kira Sedgwick took the prize for Best Actress in a Drama for her role in TNT's The Closer. And Bryan Cranston won Best Actor for the third time for his work on the AMC show Breaking Bad. Here he is accepting the prize on NBC last night.
During the time it took me to walk up here, I'm venturing there were 200 text messages to my fellow nominees saying you were robbed. And I cannot argue with that.
Broadcast did better when it came to shows that get laughs, with ABC's Modern Family winning for Best Comedy in its rookie season. Renita Jablonski, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support